Perhaps a Way to World Peace by Bob Newman, read to you by James R. Von Felt. Quotation: There is no salvation for civilization, or even for the human race, other than the creation of a world government. Albert Einstein. There can be no man-made peace, I dare propose, without worldwide justice. No local, usable world justice without enforceable world laws. And no world laws, with even some peace, without an elected world government using nonviolence and peace warriors to enforce and make the laws work. All based on the vote and goodwill of the world's people, and yes, on the goodwill of nature. Nature's rules are simple and brutal, as are the nuclear and newer super weapons of welfare. So, if 348 wars in 79 years are just too dangerous as potential triggers to a nuclear holocaust, then we must now start to use nonviolence and our emotionally laced intellect to rise above our fight instincts and handle warring, earth-deep pollution, and the coming dire warming. Old drafted, unarmed peace warriors should be our first line of defense and change agents. 60-year-old warriors, carefully trained and led, could talk down violence by using massed, unarmed numbers, daily demanding resolution under world law and the strong world government. Aid the downtrodden and the millions who will be crushed by our self-creating climate changes and our pollution. As a World Peace Corps, the high hurdle will be accepting nonviolence. Fighting and killing are so ordinary and valued. Fighting is our living history, our ancient ideals. We've outgrown cruel ideas like slavery and child labor, educate only boys, etc., etc. It will take long decades to accept change nonviolently. Now, when the shooting starts, a separate police army must form a living fortress and, like police, shoot back. At each pause, the peace warriors step forward unarmed, again and yet again, perhaps for decades, demanding a nonviolent resolution, not victory. Like the civil rights sit-ins and marches, the name of change must become nonviolent. We've become too civilized and dangerous to do otherwise. Also, to tamper macho, male-based warring, we must expand the leadership role of women to 50%. Women sense better the power of using nonviolence. Today, less than 70% of women worldwide have the vote, and far, far fewer have full equality. Still, some violence from conflicts and murder by men, women, and sadly children will always continue as we evolve from complex, clever animals into a peaceful world civilization. Talk, protest, law, democratic ideals are a better way. Worldwide democracy is too often sadly compromised by corruption, money, guns, and dear leaderism. These will complicate the creation of world government, to set aside 200-plus armed nationalisms, to set aside dozens of difficult social differences. But the need is yearly becoming greater, more urgent. A declared climate crisis from carbon pollution adds a raw time dimension to our world problems. My hope is that before we get to a pants-on-fire world, you and I can make such a peaceful revolution. We only created a League of Nations in 1920 to 1945, and the United Nations 1945 to now, after horrid world wars with tens of millions killed or dying of war wounds. Both failures at preventing new wars or solving our problems. Both left sovereignty to the nations to voluntarily act together and self-police. A dangerous failure now. The UN is run by ruler appointees, not by world elections. Real power is generally wielded by world-sized corporations or national money and armed might, not by the UN. Force and violence are our ancient animal ways of rule. Real world laws are new and man-made ideas. We already have a silent World War III going on with nature and pollution that we may be losing. Tens of millions haven't been killed yet. By 2050, we can only win by laying aside our historic violence, endless warring, and 200-plus sovereignties to work as one, politically united on the climate crisis. Gandhi, King, the Velvet Revolution, Mandela, etc., have shown us that the rarely used power of peaceful mass action can win nonviolently if we curb our warrior and led planet by expanding the role of women in leadership and social control now. Why not demand such necessary world revolutions? We set aside 50 centuries of king rule and slavery. Warring and warming must be next. No choice. The reek of now hints of us. Extinction. A 193 sovereign, independent U.S. nations are failing now to meet the challenges. A one-world government premised on the use of law and nonviolence, using millions of peace warriors, unarmed except with their goodwill. We need a new, nonviolent way before hundreds of millions are killed in just a day of our all-out nuclear war.